Aleishu Chelek Beis Reish Ein Tes. The first vad in Hakaras HaTov. Hamakir Teiva Shechavero Yitiv Imoi. A person recognizes some benefit that his fellow did for him. Yodeh Shechavero Yoyhavoi. So he knows that that fellow has some feeling for him. And then the pasuk in Mishlei Chav Zayin. V'chamayim haponim, laponim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. As water reflects a face back to a face, so one's heart is reflected back to him by another. There's a reflection, there's a reciprocation, reciprocity. L'chen gam hu'ev chaveroi. So when I know that somebody else has positive feeling towards me, I generally have positive feelings towards him. V'tirbe chiba v'reus b'Yisrael. Those are the words of Rashi that we see in Beit Zadav Tezayin. It increases friendship and affection within Klal Yisrael. Our point is that gratitude stimulates something deeper, which is love, affection. This is a fundamental idea in the Chochmah of Midois. It's a fundamental, profound idea. Hakaras HaTov is not merely Hakaras HaTov. It leads to greater love. Asher al ken zoi midah kol kach besisis. This is why this is such a fundamental midah. ומכלל הן אתה שם אליו. We can infer the opposite. אהבה שאין אימה הכרס הטוב אין לך קיום. Love which isn't accompanied with accompanied by gratitude will not endure. משל לבני זוג, as an example, we can take a couple, עד כמה שגלה אהבה ביניהם בתחילה. No matter how great the love between them at the outset, אם במשך השנים אין אחד מכיר בתובסו של השני. If over the years the one does not recognize and express gratitude to the other, ein ahavasam miskayemes. That love will not endure. Vaf alula lehapech lesinah chas v'chalila. It may even turn into hatred. V'chenu b'chol yachasim. The same is true for all relationships. Banim v'hurim, children and parents, shutafim v'chaverim la'avida, partners or colleagues at work, ba'alabais u'fo'alim, employer and employees. Ei efshar shebirvoy seyamim shebnei adam chayim b'yachad. It's impossible. When you have people living together over extended periods of time, it's impossible that their deficiencies should not be revealed, whether it's bad midos, bad habits. As long as we still recognize the positive that we receive from them, not just the deficiencies, but also the positive, one can still live together, one can manage together, get along. Ki hadamru al isha ra'a, in the way that Chazal said about isha ra'a in Yevamos Daf Samech Gimel, Rabbi Chiya to Rav, he said, Dayenu shemegadlois baneinu latira umatzilois esanu minachet. He recognized, even though his wife wasn't the greatest, he recognized, Dayenu shemegadlois baneinu latira. Thank God they raise our children properly and matzilois esanu minachet. So he recognized the good with the other. V'da'aka, the problem is over here, as the Rosh says in Rochis Chaim Simanun Hei, Darkam shel abriyos lehalim atovoyos ulegalos aroyos. It's just the way of people, naturally, to dafka ignore the good and reveal, exaggerate, and emphasize the bad. Ma rav eifoy, ha-chiyuv lases avoida me'akaras HaTov. How great, therefore, is the obligation to make an avoida of gratitude, of recognizing that positive, which the other person does for me, ulu islamedba, to practice it, to train, ad shi'tehapech l'teva etzlenu, to the point where it becomes our nature. Mutav she'islamdus b'chan tehye k'shura b'f'ula. It's better that the exercise be involved, associated with some action. V'hineh matzanu b'farashas bikurim, she'ne'mar sham, in parashas kisavoy, regarding the concept of bikurim, the pasuk instructs, uvasa el ha'kohen asheyeh b'yamim ohem, come to the kohen, ve'omarta eilav, and say to him, and then the parsha then enumerates, you know, a few psukim that a person should say. Rashi, quoting the Sifri, says, "She'encha kfui teiva." You have to express the fact that you are not an ingrate. Hari tzarich leagid parashas bikurim befe male. The point is that one has to express those few sentences to articulate them, to express them fully, to say them. Misham re'aya she'tzarich leabi hakaras teiva davka bape ve'loy lehastira balev. It's a right, it's a source that we have, that gratitude has to be expressed openly and explicitly and not just hidden in the heart. I'll practice is 3 times a day. Lehakir hatoivois sheasim lanu bnei adam, to recognize good which others do for us, vegam nabia lehem b'milim achados shenachnu makirim tovasam, and to express with a few words that we appreciate this, that we recognize and we are grateful. Ulefi darkeinu einenu tzichim lechapes tovois gdolos. As always, our exercises always involve small things. We don't need to look for earth-shattering favors. Hamoicher b'chanusay, example. The salesperson, hamatriach atzmo limtzo bishvilenu bidiyuk es ma she'anu mevakshim liknois. He troubles himself to find precisely that which we're looking for. Davka, that particular button, and not any other button. He went to some trouble. Ve'hadavar hamavilenu mechtavim, the postman who brings us letters, in brackets, ha'im zeis ena teiva, is that not some good that he did for me? What does it matter that he is paid his wages for this? For me, it expresses itself as a toiva. He's bringing my post. The one who serves us food, the one who cleans the home, generally one's spouse. All of them, they must be acknowledged, they all deserve a good word. Of course, all the more so, somebody who did a greater chesed for us. If we practice this and we become accustomed to this, we'll realize that the world is replete with chesed. And when we recognize this, affection will be increased to such an extent that we will not have anticipated at all. We never knew of this. Asher amanu, regarding what we just said above, ki gam achenvani oise chesed imanu, that the shopkeeper is also doing chesed. Af shemeshalmim avizei panasasei, even though we pay him, and that's his livelihood. So regarding this concept that it's still chesed, ayein bedas chokhma musa chelek alef amud kuf ayin gimel, in the ma'amar midas chesed bakoli. At any rate, to summarize, zeis naase kois. This is what we're going to do now. Nislamed bechol yom lakir tova lishlosha bnei adam. We're going to practice every day recognizing the good that 3 people have done for us. Ve'im efshar, if it is possible, nishtadel lehabelem be'ezu mila. We have to express with some words es hakaras hatov shelanu, our gratitude. Vaad sheni. Hakaras hatova hi mida she'asechel mechayev. Hakaras hatova is something that is rational. It is, the mind compels. It's obvious. Umida yafai me'oid, it's a beautiful mida. Lama anachnu kfoyei tova lariv. So why is it that we find ourselves often being ungrateful? Ve'lama kfiyas hatovi mida mushreshus banu oid me'adam rishoin. Why is it that lack of gratitude is a mida that is rooted in us already from Adam rishoin? Harei amru. The pasuk says, "Vayered Hashem v'ro'es ha'sa'ir v'es ha'migdal ha'shebonu b'nei ha'adam." Hashem came to see the city and the tower that they had built. Rashi quoting Chazal, "B'nei ha'adam," that the b'nei ha'adam had built. Ela b'nei mi? Why does the pasuk emphasize this? Shema b'nei chamorim u'gbalim. The city wasn't built by donkeys and camels. It was obviously built by b'nei ha'adam. So that phrase seems to be redundant. Ela b'nei ha'adam rishon. The Torah wants to emphasize here, to hint at least, that these were descendants of Adam Rishon, shekafa es hatova. He was already guilty of lack of gratitude. Ve'omar ha'isha shenasata imadi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what have you done? Did you eat? Who did this? He already blamed his wife. He was lacking in gratitude for the wife that Hashem had given him, and he blamed her. Af eilu, so too, the people who had built the tower, kafu batoiva, they also expressed ingratitude. Limroid b'mi shemashpiam toiva umilta min ababul. They were rebelling against the one who gave them the goodness and released them from the babul. They were saved. This is all in Parshas Noach. Says the author, v'inei sham hayuk foyei tova legadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There, we're talking about people who are ungrateful towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'anu oiskim b'chfiyas hatova legabei bnei adam. Our context is gratitude or lack of gratitude with respect to people. We want to ascertain the root of this. There are 2 reasons for this. Ha'achasi, the first one. Muskal rishen ba'adam sha'kol muvan me'elav bo'elam v'akol magi'eloi. it's axiomatic to a human being that it's all taken for granted and he deserves everything. It's just taken for granted that everything must come to me. Kesh'adam neilad lo haysan lo idas. A person is born without any das. Ve'achakach kashen hiye bar das. When he becomes, when he matures and his mind ripens, he lives as if it's taken for granted that he must be alive, he must exist. It must be so that he must be perfectly healthy and have everything. The child grows with his parents from day one. When he matures a little bit intellectually, he understands this, it must be so. That his parents must look after him and give him everything he needs, and besides what he needs, everything he desires, or taken for granted. Besides, moreover, a person is born with a basic selfishness to see himself at the center of the entire world, everything created for his benefit. The consequence of this is whatever is done for him, it's coming to me. I expect it anyway. And therefore, what room is there for gratitude? Why should I be grateful for something that's coming to me anyway? Be'amal rav. It takes a lot of effort to wean oneself off this awful axiom. To teach oneself that nothing is to be taken for granted. A person is not entitled to anything. Whatever he has received is chesed v'teva. That's the avoida of gratitude. And there's no difference here between the good that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the good that we receive from people. We have to practice, teach ourselves once and for all. Everything literally is chesed towards us. Afilu achayim atzmam eina muvanim aleihem. Even the very fact that we are alive is not to be taken for granted. The pasuk says, "Ma'is enen Adam chay," and Rashi comments, "Ma'is ra'im al midoysav." What is he complaining about? V'chigovar al chata'av, as he overcome his own chata'im. Dayoi chayim shenasati lo. Enough that I gave him life. Rashi, the comments, Lama Yisraim Adam Chai, Lama Yisraim Adam Ala Kuroisa Bo Yisraim. Why does a person complain about the events that befall him? Acha Kol HaChesed Shehan Yosei Moi, after all the chesed I do with him, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking, Shrasate Lo Yichayim Ve Lo Yivis Elav Misa. I gave him life from Kiddushin Daf Peh Amud Beis. Ilu Hayinu Mevinim, Ki Ein HaKol Muvan Melav. If we understood well that nothing is taken for granted, everything that we find in the world that is of necessity for us, that is useful for us, is goodness and chesed. Then indeed, affection and friendship would increase in the world. And we would understand that we live in a world of chesed. However, when this recognition is hidden from us, the entire world is gray. Every person does just what's my work, only what I'm supposed to do. Nothing, can't lift a finger for anything besides that. Every merchant, every shopkeeper wants just to make it. He doesn't want to serve, doesn't want to help, to contribute to his clients. I must do exactly this and no more. The doctor then wants only his fee. The teacher wants only her salary. In such a world, there's no bestowing of good, there's no chesed. There's no affection, there's no friendship. An impoverished and dry world. This is not the correct approach. We want to live in a colorful world, no, as opposed to the gray, clear world. Olam sheyesh boi hatava v'chesed chibar elus, a world replete, saturated with goodness, chesed, friendship, and affection. Es olam habahir hazeh bonei adam al yedei shemakir tova lakol. We build this colorful world by recognizing everyone's goodness, by seeing, by being grateful. Namshich ba'islamdus shelanu gamal. We continue our practice from the first vad. Now, the author said just now that there are two reasons. We've covered one. On to vad shelishi. Yeshna oid siba lichfiyas ha'tiva. There's one more reason for the fact that we are often so ungrateful. V'hizoy. It is this. Kesheani mekabel teiva mimishu, when I receive some benefit from someone, v'ani makir lo teiva soyen, I acknowledge it, ani na'asa lo mechuyav, I become indebted. Ani chayav lachazik lo teiva, I must be grateful. V'af lagid lo teiva soyen, even express my gratitude. Lehagid l'adam teida yeshbach mishum hachna'a mesuyemes. To thank a person is a form of a certain submission. Harei hu nosan li, he gave me something. I'm indebted. This is a situation of subtle indebtedness, a subtle submission to that person. Even such a subtle form of submission, a person resists. With toddlers, you can see very easily. They run away. You try and teach them. Thank you for the lift. Thank you for the sweet, whatever it is. They run away from it. This is the author's example. When you give a child a sweet, a candy in America, he snatches it and runs away. Doesn't want to say thank you. It's not only to say thank you that the recipient is obligated. This is a shibud over here. A certain, yeah. Uvirvois emim itzerch lechazir teva kashichaveo zakukla. One day, he'll need to return this when his friend needs it. Ve'ein adam reitze b'shibudim ka'ele. A person doesn't want to be mishubad, to have any sort of obligations upon him. Lachen rotze lis'alem me'ateva hi. He wants to ignore it. Ve'la'ases etzmo kilo lo kibel klum. And to pretend that nothing happened. Zoi kfiyas tiva. We translate this word normally, this phrase is ingratitude. Kfiyas tiva means literally to cover. Lechapois means to cover the good. Kilu kipa mechasa la tiva. It's as if a dome covers the goodness, the benefit that I received. Leval tireo, so it shouldn't be seen. Kfiyas tiva, to cover it over. Belashon achen skoi mechazal ze koifer bativa. Other places, Chazal refer to the same concept as koifer, to deny the goodness. It's like a person who denies a loan. He knows full well he borrowed the money. He just doesn't want to pay back. No, I never borrowed, he never gave me. Be'emes amar admoir, Rabbi Yerucham said, ki aroitze lases teva shleima. A person who wants to really do a teva completely, really wants to do something, to do a favor for someone completely, yevakesh mi mekabel ha-teva is a davar katan miyadei b'nesina. The moment that he gives to that other person, whatever it is, he should actually ask for something small in return, kedei shehala yargish yikuvah gamali manesim teva zoi, so that the recipient feels that he's already paid back. And therefore he doesn't owe anything. To allow him that possibility to pay back and not to be indebted. The source of Rav Yerucham was in this. Why did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Israel must contribute pure olive oil to the Mishkan? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't need it. I'm giving you an opportunity to illuminate just like I illuminated for you. V'chulei. Mashal lefikech v'suma shi malachim. Chazal use a mashal over here. A parable of a sighted person and a blind person who were traveling together. Amar hapikech lasuma bo v'ani somchacha. So the sighted person told the blind person, come in and lean on me. I will lead you along. And that way they can walk because the sighted person is leading the blind. Once they got to the house, to the inn, whatever it was, the sighted person said to the blind, he asked him, please switch on the light, we would say. Yeah, switch on the lamp. Light it. I don't want you to be grateful to me that I accompanied you. You know, I gave him an opportunity to pay back. That's why I'm telling you this. Kach, apikach ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nimshal, the sighted person is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vesuma elo Yisrael, the blind represents Bnei Yisrael. Vaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ir lehem v'inhigam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu led them with a pillar of fire, giving them light all the time. The pillar of fire in front of the camp, light, light, light. Kevan shebao la'ases mishkan, once it came the time to build the mishkan, kara le'moshe, Hashem called Moshe, v'amaroi, v'yikchu lecha shemen zayis zach. Let them take some pure olive oil. Omar Yisrael, so the Jewish people were perplexed, ki'ata ta'ir ne'iri, v'ata omer she'ne'ir lefanecha, you are the one who provides light. Well, we must light for you. What's the idea? Omar lahem, bishvil le'alois eschem, שתאיר לי כשם שארתי לכם. הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר, so that you can illuminate for me like I illuminated for you. From שמואל 10 בפרק ל"ו. That's the source of Rabbi Rucham. הרי הקדוש ברוך הוא יסנג בישראל לעשות עמם טובה שלמה. That's what הקדוש ברוך הוא did with Israel. To do a complete good, a complete chesed. ולכן ביקש מהם להדליק נר תמיד במשכן. He asked them to light, a constant light in the Mishkan. ובזה ירגישו כאילו כבר שילמו לקדוש ברוך הוא אוהבי סב. So that they will feel as if they've really they've had a chance to repay, to express something in return. Bram ha'eva, b'reiva toves shenu mekablim, with the numerous toves that we receive all the time, anu margishim shenienu chayavim lemeitiveinu. We feel that we become obligated to those who do good. We shouldn't ignore that. We shouldn't ignore that sensation. On the contrary, yesh lanu lis boinen bativa shekibalnu. We have to reflect on the goodness that was done to us, ulhoides ele befemale, and to express it openly. Lemaise, as far as practical exercises are concerned, namshich beislamdus baze kimboa. The same exercise applies as we explained in the first vaad. Vaad rvi'i. Kol asher hayachas ben bnei adam yosei kariv. The more the relationship is intimate, the closer the relationship, yoiser miskashim be'akaras toiv hadadis, the more difficult it is for mutual gratitude. Kol kach misraglim be'kabalas ha'toivos. We become so accustomed to receive. Ad shebemeshech hazman kol echad choshev, so that over time everyone thinks, ki ha'sheni mechuyav be'tavisav, the other person is obligated to do good for me. V'im pam hu yechsir mashu, and if once it happens that the person doesn't do, he lacks something, we take him to task for not fulfilling his, her obligation. This process darkens the relationship and makes it more turbid. This is a particularly negative phenomenon, factor in Shalom Bayis. The home is a place of constant mutual chesed between the couple. The man typically is toiling to sustain his home. If he happens to be in it, he's involved in toiling in bringing spiritual parnasa sustenance to the home. Aisha metupeles begidul hailadim b'nagas habayis. She is involved in raising the children and running the home. Im hi ovedes kedei lavi parnasa labayis. If she's working in order to bring some livelihood, tircha v'igia kfula moteles eleh. There's a double measure of effort that is upon her. V'yesh lavhir beveru. One must clarify here clearly. The woman is not obligated to support the home financially. The obligation is imposed upon the husband. That's what it says in Ksuba. I will support you and sustain you. If the woman takes it upon herself to accept the burden of parnasa out of love of Torah, so that her husband can learn without interruption, how much she deserves gratitude for her mesirus nefesh. Yesh al shnei bnei zug ladas. Both have to know. Both spouses have to know. Ki ahava v'ashalom bevisam tlin baze. Ahava, the love and peace in the home, depends on this. Shekol echad mev loy nil'eh mele'akir tovas ha'sheni. That neither one grows weary of being grateful. Ule'abi azos befev v'mase. And to express it in words and in deed. We find that the Malachim asked him, "Ayei Sara Ishtecha? Where is your wife?" Kedei lechabevah al ba'ala. Rashi, the quoting Chazal, says they asked it in order to stimulate his appreciation for her. Ki tischadesh lo ha'akara, because it's a reminder for him. Shehinei ba'oil, tzenu'ahi. It's a reminder, there she is in oil, she's tzenu'ah. Mikan shechibuv ze tzech limashech ad zikna ve'siva uvegadol shevagadolim. You see over here that this process has to continue until old age. That's, we see that that happens with Avraham and Sarai at old age and with very great people. It's sufficient for the couple with this comment. Adkan.